Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. Welcome to the show. My latest commentary, as you know, I write my Sunday nationally syndicated newspaper columns, usually on Fridays, and I've got them for you on today's show in a sneak preview. And here it is. I never shy away from controversy, do I? Stop lying about the Derek Chauvin trial. That's the title of my new commentary. For newspapers around the country, stop lying about the Derek Chauvin trial. Stop lying. Stop insulting our intelligence. I may have been born yesterday, but I wasn't born in the past 15 minutes. I'm an adult. I know what I'm being conned. Here's what really happened at the Derek Chauvin trial. A guilty man was railroaded. The guilty man I'm referring to is Derek Chauvin. I'm no fan of that former police officer. He's clearly a bad guy, a bully. At some point, with his knee on George Floyd's neck, he passed the line no cop should ever pass. Nobody should ever keep their knee on anyone's neck and impede their breathing for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. On the other hand, George Floyd was no hero. He was a lifelong criminal, had just committed another crime, was resisting arrest, and his body was filled with enough fentanyl to choke a horse. I have no sympathy for criminals or drug addicts, and I always support cops. I appreciate the courage it takes to do their job. I think cops are heroes. So it pains me to say it, but Derek Chauvin went too far that day. But stop lying. Stop saying justice was done. Stop calling it a fair trial. It was more like a Soviet show trial. There was nothing fair about it. The outcome was predetermined by BLM, Black Lives Matter, and the liberal media before the trial ever started. It wasn't based on justice. It was based on mob justice. That jury was always going to convict Derek Chauvin of all charges because it was their lives on the line. They all knew if they acquitted Chauvin or convicted him of lesser charges, they may never have made it home. That courthouse may have burned with them inside it, or they'd have had to leave that courthouse wearing bulletproof vests, escorted home by SWAT and National Guard. And by the time they made it home, their names and addresses would have been leaked by BLM, Antifa, or Maxine Waters. An outraged President Biden would have made it clear they were all evil people, racist and white supremacists. LeBron James would have tweeted out their photos. Angry, violent mobs would have surrounded their homes. And, of course, America would have burned. Minneapolis would look like Hiroshima right now. So would New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, and most major cities. The jurors would be blamed. Their lives would effectively be over. As a best-case scenario, none of these jurors would ever work again. No company could afford to keep them employed. Their children's lives at school would be ruined. They'd need police cars stationed outside their homes day and night. They'd never be safe again. Sorry, but that's not a fair trial. Derek Chauvin, bully or not, bad guy or not, guilty or not, never had a fair shot. If all of that wasn't enough to poison the well, Congresswoman Maxine Waters made sure everyone knew the country would be burned down with her approval. Then President Biden all but announced he was praying for a guilty verdict. Not too much pressure on the jurors, huh? No, folks, these jurors were not basing the verdict on evidence or justice. They were fighting for their survival. They were trying to avoid tar and feather and the third rail. And even though Chauvin should now have the best grounds in history for appeal and overturning his conviction, it will never happen. No judge will ever overturn his conviction for the exact same reasons. No judge will. With the whole country burning because of their decision. This is America 2021. Mob justice rules. Police can't do their jobs anymore. They've got to be paralyzed with fear. They're damned if they do. They're damned if they don't. They must be afraid to get out of their cars. It's no surprise they're retiring and quitting in record numbers. They know that no police officer could ever again get a fair trial. So the next time you call police in an emergency, understand why they may not be coming. There may not be any policemen left. That's my column for this Sunday, newspapers around the country. Stop lying about the Derek Chauvin trial. I should probably put an asterisk next to it. This is my column for any newspapers around the country with the balls to print it. And you know most of them, 99% of them, don't have the balls to print it. And, you know, as soon as I wrote this column this morning, guess what came out right after that? I didn't have a chance to add it. Plus, there's no room. You can only put a certain amount of words. But an alternate juror on the Chauvin trial says she feared riots and people turning up at her home, angry at the verdict. Lisa Christensen revealed to Channel 11 in Minneapolis how the riots that preceded the verdict were close to her home and that she routinely witnessed them after the trial had concluded for the day. When I came home, I could hear the helicopters flying over the house. I could hear the flashbangs going off. If I stepped outside, I could see the smoke from the grenades. One day, the trial ran a little late, and I had trouble getting to my house because the protesters were blocking the interstate, so I had to go around. She had no idea she'd be dismissed by the judge. In other words, she's an alternate, and not be part of the deliberation. Something happened right before the 12 jurors were sequestered. So, you know, and here's what she said, literally. I did not want to go through rioting and destruction again, and I was concerned about people coming to my house if they were not happy with the verdict. Duh? Really? Duh? That's putting it very mildly. First of all, you're not even telling the truth. You could never work again. Your employer would fire you if you're one of the jurors that let him go. And the nation doxed your name and everyone knew your name and your photo. No company in the world would have the ability to keep you as an employee. They'd all fire you right away. They'd be scared of a boycott of their products. So it's much more than just, I was afraid the country would burn. I was afraid Minneapolis would burn. I was afraid mobs would come to my home. You didn't mention that they would burn your home to the ground and shoot you as you came out of the fire. But separate from that, in a best-case scenario, you'd have to watch your back the rest of your life. You'd probably need witness protection and be relocated to Alaska. And your kids couldn't go to school ever again. And your older kids couldn't get a job because mommy let Derek Chauvin go. So don't tell me there was a fair trial. There was no fair trial. See, it was completely backed up now by an alternate juror who told you exactly what she was thinking. Intimidated and fear. Intimidation and fear. And speaking of what policemen face on a daily basis, you got to hear what Stacey Abrams said. You know who that is, right? That is the woman, I say that very lightly, the woman with the gap teeth who ran for governor of Georgia. I think she's an ex-congresswoman, I think. Certainly an ex-state senator of Georgia. But I think she was a congresswoman. And look that up for me, Chris. Stacey Abrams. Was she an ex-congresswoman? I know she was a politician. I know she was elected in the past. She ran for governor and lost. All she ever does is gripe that the election was stolen, despite there isn't any proof of that. But she's black. And it sounds like if you listen to what she has to say, and of course if you see what LeBron James does with his tweet basically trying to out a police officer with his picture and saying, you're next, basically trying to get a cop killed. It seems to me that what they're all saying is if a cop ever shoots anyone ever again who's black, they're a murderer, and you got to put them on trial for murder and put them away for the rest of their lives. Even if the black person has a weapon and they're threatening to kill people. Because Stacey Abrams says no justification for killing Micaiah Bryant, the gal in, the 60-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio. No justification for killing her without trying some intervention, regardless of what she may have been doing. She added that deaths at the hands of police can only change if we change how voting happens and who gets to participate in our elections. Oh, I know you want to change who gets to participate in our elections, all right? I know that. How sick can you be? And Trump put out a great statement. Yep, she was in Congress. I knew it. I knew she was ex-congresswoman. 89th District. All right. Probably Atlanta suburbs. Trump tells LeBron James basically to stuff it up as you know what. Keep your racist rants to yourself, he basically tells him, as new footage of the Ohio incident emerges. And by the way, that footage was so damning. That girl, that black girl, who cares if she's black? She happens to be black. She's a criminal. That criminal was going to kill two black girls with a knife. And she screamed at him that I'm going to kill you with a knife. So why is a police officer able to shoot her? I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. New video shows loving little Micaiah Bryant screaming, "I'm going to stab the F out of you, B-I-T-C-H," as she lunged at two unarmed girls. Am I allowed to use that B word on the radio? You can say bitch. Okay, all right. "So I'm going to stab the F out of you, bitch." What a lovely young lady. And when a cop sees her about to stab two people who both happen to be black, sounds like a white cop was a hero and saved two black girls' lives. Don't worry about the one he killed. She isn't black. She's a criminal. Don't think of her as black. She's a criminal, a nutcase, allegedly. I'll always say that so I don't get sued, right? Allegedly, she seemed like a nutcase with a knife in her hand. And here's what Trump told LeBron James, who said, "You're next to the cop, like you're going to get killed." Trump said he may be the greatest basketball player, but he's doing nothing to bring our country together. LeBron James should focus on basketball rather than presiding over the destruction of the NBA, which has just recorded the lowest television ratings by far in the long and distinguished history of the league. King James, with his vast resource and influence, should educate himself and, frankly, has a responsibility to do so on the facts before weighing in. This is disgraceful and extremely reckless. Great lines by Trump. Great lines. And the police, order of fraternal police, said the officer saved a young girl's life. No amount of gaslighting will change that fact. Disgraceful, dangerous, disgusting. Boycott LeBron James, that he prodigally represents. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited. Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. A little hint, I won't tell you anything more, but it looks like we've got a big interview coming up with President Trump in the next coming weeks. Just want to let you know that the White House, or I should say the office of the 45th President of the United States, obviously is no longer in the White House, but the former president's office has been in touch with us to arrange it, and we'll be bringing it to you right here exclusively on the Wayne Allen Root Show. I'll let you know more when we get the date tied down, but it looks like a really important interview, about 30 minutes long, between yours truly and the President of the United States, so, and it's his request. So very good stuff, very proud, very honored. And we'll tell you more as time goes on. A little housekeeping here. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. And if you want to email me at any time, I'd love to hear from you. wayneroot@gmail.com. I've become like pen pals with so many of you. You know, like my buddy Dave in Pennsylvania sends me lots of comments all show long. Thank you, Dave. wayneroot@gmail.com. rootforamerica.com is my website. rootforamerica.com. You can find my opinions all day long at Parler. I'm banned for life from Twitter. That's an honor. That's a real honor, but Parler is where I now put all my opinions out, at Real Wayne Root. And Parler will be back up at Apple in the next week. I'm not sure what day. I checked yesterday. I did not see it up at the App Store at Apple yet. But any day now, it'll be up. So let's assume next week. When you join Parler, it's at Real Wayne Root. And then my War Raw Daily podcast is available on, all the places that you download podcasts. Anywhere you download podcasts, like iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, etc., etc. The War Raw podcast by Wayne Allen Root. Sponsor of the show, brand new sponsor, just started this week, Sons of Liberty. You know I'm in the best shape of my life, literally. I look like I did when I was 18 years old playing football in high school. I love working out hard every day. I turned 60 this year, this summer. and working out at this age can cause serious aches and pains. And I was commiserating about it with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former quarterback for the Super Bowl champion Washington Redskins and the now Las Vegas Raiders, in those days the Oakland Raiders. I was talking to Jay about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. I think Jay's about my exact age. And Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul, and he was right, no more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. This is the highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, it's mainstream, and it works. And for my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root. All right. I mentioned in my podcast in an hour number one of this show the two most bizarre news stories of the week, I think. Number one, Caitlyn Jenner announces a run for California's governor. You know, not quite sure whether she's a man, a woman, has a penis, or a vagina. But she thinks she should run the biggest state, which is the size of most, you know, bigger than most countries. What's her qualification? You know, she jumped over things at the Olympics? He jumped over things at the Olympics in the decathlon? And now he should be the governor of the state. Now he's a she. Yeah, did he jump in a dress when he jumped over those pylons? I don't know. I have no idea, but Caitlyn Jenner wants to be governor of the state. That's the most bizarre story of the week. The second most bizarre story is I'd vote for her. Because anything's better than Gavin Newsom. I make fun of Caitlyn Jenner. Does he know if it's he or she? Or I keep thinking it's Bruce Jenner. But Bruce Jenner with a wig on and a skirt and high heels and fake boobs. But, hey, it's better than voting for a Democrat. He's a Republican. She's a Republican. Whatever Jenner is, he's a Republican. She's a Republican. It's a Republican. It's just, if she supports lower taxes and she doesn't support open borders and she doesn't want to let everybody in and me pay for it, heck, I'd vote for Caitlyn Jenner over a Democrat any day of the week. So there's the two most bizarre stories of the week for me. Transsexuals for governor and me realizing I'd actually vote for him. You know, it's just all those years people say, oh, you're racist. Republicans are always racist. And I used to go, what are you talking about? I'm friends with Alan West. I'm friends with, I was great friends with Herman Cain. I'm friends with Ben Carson. They're black Republicans. I couldn't care less that they're black. I only care that they're Republican. So I guess now I figured out I don't care if you're transsexual. I only care if you're Republican. That's the only thing I care about. You believe in the things I do. You want lower taxes. You want less regulations. You believe in capitalism. You believe in American exceptionalism. You're my friend.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. 70 million residents in the southern plains through the southeast are on high alert this weekend for possible tornadoes and strong winds. The Storm Prediction Center saying parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are at high risk for level 3 out of 5 severe weather for Friday night. Southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana has a tornado watch in place until 9 o'clock local time. Vice President Harris spending part of her Friday promoting the president's infrastructure plan. Speaking in New Hampshire, the vice president says the American Jobs Plan will be expanding access to broadband internet.
They're now doing the work of laying the broadband that is necessary for families to be able to be productive, just like they needed electricity. Now everybody needs broadband, and let's always remember rural America and make sure we're putting the resources there as well.
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, I keep talking about how dumb Democrats are, right? John Kerry wants to end all CO2. There wouldn't be any plants anymore. How about this one? Ocasio-Cortez slams the GOP for using statistics and studies to oppose her green agenda. AOC celebrated Earth Day by accusing Republicans of using statistics and studies to fearmonger about the potential nightmares associated with abandoning fossil fuels in favor of green energy produced by windmills. Happy Earth Day! Here's a friendly reminder for this morning's committee hearing that investing in sustainable energy sources now makes more financial sense than spending billions to repair fossil fuel infrastructure after each climate disaster. This is AOC. In the video, AOC says Republicans are using, quote, statistics and studies as evidence that Democrats' attack on carbon emissions and fossil fuels is a socialist conspiracy takeover that will cause Americans' electricity costs to skyrocket. Well, duh! Everywhere in the world they use green energy, electric bills triple! Middle-class people, you can't be this ignorant. Do you not understand that fossil fuels and coal and gas are dirt cheap? And that tomorrow, your electric bill, instead of being $150 a month, could be $900, $1,000, $1,200. You don't understand. They're going to bankrupt you. Don't you understand this happens every day everywhere in America? It's unaffordable. How many times do I have to explain it to you? Unaffordable. And how about what happened in Texas? Not only is it unaffordable, but the minute there's a stress on the system, the windmills and the solar, they break. They can't keep up. They're not, you know, they're not efficient. They're not competent. They're not able to keep up with any sort of stress. As a matter of fact, here it is. Ocasio-Cortez blames this year's freeze-prompted blackout in Texas. And by the way, this happens all the time in California. They have rolling blackouts because they use this green energy bull spit. Windmills were rendered useless by the cold, but she blames it on the state's inadequate and unprepared fossil fuel infrastructure. Oh, my God, these people are such liars. It's the most incredible thing. The most incredible thing. And by the way, just think about the fact. It's just so cheap to use windmills, because, you know, like when things go wrong, you wind up with a $30,000 electric bill in Texas. No big deal, you know, as long as you got $30,000 to pay the electric bill, it's no big deal at all. Revive Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Revive Health. And I just wanted you to know that they are an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. And affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals is now within your reach for only $59 a month. Even though services are virtual, see, the whole point here is, you know, if you have some great policy, you're like an executive at the Mirage, and MGM gives you a great health insurance policy, great, stay with it. That's fantastic. But most of the people that listen to my show are like me. They don't have a great health insurance policy, or they never did. You're an independent contractor, or you own your own business. And so it's very hard to get good health insurance. And so I switched to Christian Healthcare Sharing with Liberty Health Share, right? This is a perfect thing to either replace it or to work with it. It's perfect to work with it because it's all about your copays on medications. $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You can get your medications delivered right to your door. You never have to go to a pharmacy again. And you save hundreds of dollars on medications. So for $59, it can be a godsend if you don't have a great policy. Like, Liberty HealthShare is fantastic, but it doesn't help with medications. It does nothing for you with medications. So you stick it together with Revive Health, and you've got one heck of a winning plan, and it adds only $59 a month to your bill. You can sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Their team's available to answer your questions 24/7. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. Nevada's one of the first states in the country where it's available, and it's going to be available. It's rolling out all over the country in the next few days. Revive-healthcare.com. Chris, you're telling me I have callers, but my screen does not work, and I cannot see a thing based on what you sent me, so you'd have to tell me. All right, Mitch in California is on the line. We'll take the call. Mitch, you're on with Wayne on the route. How are you?
I'm doing Mitch. Great, Wayne. How are you doing?
Hey, good. I see you want to, I finally got my screen up. I see you want to talk about Caitlyn Jenner. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know what? It gives us a chance to cancel California and the cancel culture. When they refuse to accept her because she's Republican, we can turn around and blame it on being transgender.
Yeah, if they refuse to accept her, I mean, let's hope she wins. We'd have a Republican senator, a Republican governor of California. That'd be funny. That'd be absolutely funny. A transsexual Republican governor of California. That'd be okay. That'd make for some interesting conversations on talk radio.
It would be great and give us a great opportunity to cancel them.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, I'm supporting Caitlyn Jenner. I'm all for Caitlyn. I say, you know, you don't just get a chicken in every pot. You get everything. Penis, vagina, you get it all. No matter how confused you are, you don't have to worry about it. You get everything. Everything in one pot. Thank you, Caitlin. All right. Thanks, my friend Mitch. Thanks for the call. I want to talk about Arizona for a minute because this is how you know Democrats stole the election. First of all, they're so scared you're going to find out that they stole Maricopa County, and they did. And they're so scared. If they stole Maricopa, you know, that's Phoenix. You know they stole Clark County, which is Las Vegas, Nevada. They stole it the same exact way. They had the same game plan. They took teams from California and they came here. And they took teams from California and they went there. And they've been working for years to steal Arizona and Nevada, which were both reliably red states. And now they stole them both. And here's the tip-off. That Democrats sent 73 lawyers to Arizona. 73 lawyers. 73 lawyers. What do you think that means? Why are they so scared of a forensic audit in Arizona? Because it's going to prove the whole nation was stolen. You know they use the same game plan everywhere. The Arizona election ballot audit was planned to start today. On Thursday, the voting machines and ballots were moved to the Veterans Memorial Coliseum at the State Fairgrounds where they will be audited. And the auditors were prepared and ready to begin their audit today. And they set up 9 cameras that will be available the entire time the audit takes place for the next 3 weeks. If you wish to see what's going on, log on to azaudit.org. A-Z for Arizona, audit, A-U-D-I-T.org, and watch the audit live while it's happening. See, this is the difference between Republicans and Democrats. We are so transparent. We're not cheating. By auditing, we're showing you what we're doing. They want everything closed off. Remember when they covered the windows in Detroit and Philadelphia with pizza boxes, Domino's pizza boxes? They don't want you to ever be there while they count. They don't want you to look in through the window. It's unbelievable. And they're fighting tooth and nail so the audit never happens with 73 lawyers on the scene. Why? So here's what Trump said today. President Trump issued this press release. The Democrats, upon hearing the news of the court order, have sent 73 lawyers to Arizona in an effort to stop the audit. The audit recount, and they want to stop full transparency because they know what they did! Exclamation point. So many people would like to thank the brave and patriotic Republican state senators from Arizona for the incredible job they're doing in exposing the large-scale voter fraud which took place in the 2020 presidential election. Their tireless efforts have led to a massive recount, this is Trump talking, ballot examination, and full forensic audit undertaken by experts retained by the state Senate with results to be announced within 6 weeks. The Democrats, upon hearing the news of the court order, have sent 73 lawyers to Arizona in an effort to stop this recount and full transparency because, all capitals, they know what they did, exclamation part. Exclamation mark. The Democrats are desperate for the fraud to remain concealed because when revealed, the great states of Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, New Hampshire, and Pennsylvania would be forced to complete the work already started. The Arizona recount and examination will be on live TV, OAN, for all to watch. Why are the Democrats so desperate to stop the election fraud from being revealed? That answer is obvious. the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, this is still Trump talking, has been shockingly of zero help to the state Senate. He wants to pretend the election was free and fair. What are he and the Maricopa County commissioners trying to hide? Our country needs the truth of the scam 2020 election to be exposed. If it is not, just as if we have no borders, we cannot be a great nation. Honest elections are America's heart and soul. We must never allow this to happen to our country again. Thank you, state senators and others in Arizona, for commencing this full forensic audit. I predict the results will be startling. Well, you know what? I agree 100%. The election was stolen, and all three speeches I've given, keynote addresses to big Republican groups in the last month, all three addresses, I told them the election was stolen. Trump won by a landslide. Biden rigged the election. Biden stole the election. Now they're stealing the country with a communist takeover, and Biden is not the president. Obama's the president. Obama's not the one giving the orders. He's taking the orders. George Soros is giving the orders. The Chinese Communist Party's giving the orders, and the Mexican drug cartel are giving the orders. And every time I get a standing ovation. A wild standing ovation. Every person in the audience when the event's over comes up to me after the standing ovation to say, Wayne, you're a breath of fresh air. Thank God you're saying what all of us know and what we're all thinking, and we never believed anyone else would say it out loud. And you say it. Thank you, Wayne Root. We love you. You've given us a burst of energy. This is what the Republican Party needs. Truth. Raw truth. You know, the shame is Republican leaders in D.C. have no idea what their own people think and what their own people believe in. I think that'll be my next commentary next week. Because now I know exactly what Republicans believe in. Three separate audiences, two of them Republican women of Nevada, standing ovations when I tell the truth.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100%. And it works for my listeners. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, once again, a reminder, WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com, all my videos, all my commentaries, and all the latest breaking Wayne Root news and political news at RootForAmerica.com, and you can find all my comments on all the big news stories of the day, all day long, at, not Twitter anymore, because I'm banned for life from Twitter, Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, Parler.com. And the Parler app will be back at Apple on iPhones probably next week. It's been off for 3 months, or 4 months, actually. And it's back, and I'm at Real Wayne Root at Parler, at Real Wayne Root. And I've got my Wayne Root War Raw podcast every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, plus the special weekend edition that I love doing, my Casey Kasem Top 20 Stories of the Week. You get that at anywhere you download podcasts, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, et cetera, et cetera. Big update in Arizona on this audit. First thing that happened was that a judge ordered a temporary halt to the Arizona forensic audit that was supposed to start today until Monday because the Democrats were filing to stop it. See, that's what I mean. It's I'm saying it, Trump's saying it. If you're not stealing elections, why are you so scared of the audit? Who's scared of a little audit? Only the people who stole an election. But now there's a huge update. Democrats in Arizona will not post a $1 million bond, so the election audit continues. But I assume it still doesn't continue till Monday, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it picks up this evening. I don't know. The Arizona Mirror reports this evening a brief weekend pause in the Arizona Senate's election audit that a judge ordered on Friday will not happen because the Arizona Democrat Party declined to put up a $1 million bond that the judge requested to cover any expenses the Senate wrongfully incurs due to the halt. Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Christopher Curry ruled the audit must halt from 5 p.m. Friday to noon on Monday. Oh, so it's going to go on then. But that order was contingent on the Arizona Democrat Party, which brought the lawsuit to block the audit, posting a $1 million bond to cover any expenses incurred. And they decided not to do it. The Democrats are cheap. They would not do it. So it goes on. And then in Windham, New Hampshire, official receives death threats over upcoming ballot and voting machine audit. Remember, we were talking about that yesterday. I had a guest on. Felicia, didn't want her last name used, but she's deeply involved in this audit in Windham, New Hampshire, where she's from. And an official involved in it receives death threats. Again, not only do they send tons of lawyers, they're scared to death, they don't want these audits, but death threats. Why? Because they know they stole the election, and they don't want you to find out. It's that simple. That simple. Here's a headline. International auditing expert shocked at the Nevada Secretary of State's flimsy review of likely election fraud. She ignored the biggest issue. Barbara Savaski, Nevada's Secretary of State, announced Wednesday there's no evidentiary support for the GOP's claims there was widespread voter fraud in her state. She is the perfect patsy for the Democrat Party. Do you realize I couldn't plan it better in a Hollywood movie? Every lever of this state is controlled by Democrats and Steve Sisolak, who I think is the biggest fraud windbag that ever lived. And they stole the election. They're frauds. They stole it. And so every single lever of power controlled by Democrats, except this one little powerless, meaningless woman who's the Secretary of State, and she's got an R next to her name. So if you can give her $10 million in a Swiss bank account or a Cayman bank account, she'll just go along with everything you say and cover it for you because she's a Republican. Let me state this again. I don't know that she's taking any bribes. I don't know why she's best friends with Democrats. I don't know why she's Sergeant Schultz and says, I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. Don't tell me a thing. I don't want to know. I don't know why she says those things. I do not know that she's bribed. I'm not making any charges. I have no evidence. It's just so clear in my gut, and my gut's never wrong. Just like Raffenberger, right? The guy in Georgia, Republican Secretary of State. Isn't it funny how in Georgia and Nevada, there are Republican Secretary of States, and the one in Georgia, everybody knows money changed hands. They millions. Because they put in those machines. But in Nevada, nobody's brought that up. I just think it's interesting. She's the perfect cover for the Democrat Party. She finds no evidence of anything. Of course, she doesn't look. She's got like a staff of two. Last I checked, there were thousands and thousands of potential frauds. And she's got a staff, I think, two. They probably put in like 8 hours and they dropped the whole case. Biden won Nevada by less than 34,000 votes. I guarantee you that more than 34,000 illegal aliens got their driver's license. Probably 300,000 illegal aliens got their driver's license at the DMV in Las Vegas, and every one of them was registered to vote automatically. But there's no fraud. When I see you next on Monday, I can't wait for this story. I ran out of time and never got to it. NASA, our space agency, shifts its focus to space diversity. I can't wait to dig into this story. I wonder if they think, like, Mars has black Martians. Are there minorities on Mars? Are there gay black Martians? Are there lesbian Hispanic Martians? Are there transgender Martians? We must have diversity in space. It works so well in America, doesn't it? Wayne Allen Root. We'll see the Warriors.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.